Section 24. Praise be thou, O Lord my God. I implore thee by them who are the tabernacles of thy divine holiness, who are the manifestations of thy transcendent unity and the daysprings of thine inspiration and revelation, to grant that thy servants may not be kept back from this divine law, which at thy will and according to thy pleasure hath branched out from thy most great ocean. Do thou then ordain for them that which thou didst ordain for thy chosen ones and for the righteous among thy creatures, whose constancy in thy cause the tempests of trials have failed to shake, and whom the tumults of tests have been powerless to hinder from magnifying thy most exalted word, the word through which the heavens of men's idle fancies and vain imaginations have been split asunder. Thou art verily the Almighty, the All-Glorious, the All-Knowing. Enable then thy servants, O my God, to recognize the day star that hath shone forth above the horizon of thine irrevocable decree and purpose, and suffer them not to be deprived of the paradise which thou, by thy name the All-Glorious, hast called into being in the heavens of thine exalted omnipotence. Cause them, moreover, O my God, to hearken to thy most sweet voice, that they may all hasten to recognize thy unity and acknowledge thy oneness. O thou who art the beloved of the hearts of all that yearn after thee, and the object of the adoration of such as have known thee. I beseech thee, by them that have cut down all the idols in this revelation, through which the most grievous convulsion and the great terror have appeared, to assist at all times thy servants with the signs of thine almighty power and the evidences of thy transcendent and all-compelling might. Grant then that their hearts may be made as strong as brass, that they may remain unmoved by the overpowering might of such as have transgressed against him who is the manifestation of thine essence and the dayspring of thine invisible self, and that they may all arise to glorify and help thee, so that through them the ensigns of thy triumph may be lifted up in thy realm, and the standards of thy cause may be unfurled throughout thy dominions. Thou art he who from everlasting hath through the potency of his will been all-powerful, and will continue to remain the same for ever and ever. Thou art verily the All-Glorious, the Most High. No God is there but thee, the Most Powerful, the Most Exalted, the Help in Peril, the Most Great, the One Being, the Incomparable, the All-Glorious, the Unrestrained.